Let us pray. Make us to know your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation. For you we wait all day long. Amen. The Old Testament reading this morning is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. You can find this on page 624 of the Church Bibles. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It was the night before Christ's birth, and far above earth, the angels were ready to announce Jesus' birth. The people in Bethlehem, a very small town, were just getting ready to lay themselves down. And out on the hillside, while watching their sheep, a group of young shepherds were falling asleep.
Thank you.
When suddenly out of the sky came a light, and an angel appeared, making everything bright. Peace to all, spread the news, have no fear, for the news I bring is for all to hear. A baby is born, this night is his birth, and he came to live with all people on earth. In Bethlehem town you will find this dear child, with Joseph and Mary, Jesus' mother so mild. Sharing a manger with oxen, donkeys, and sheep, nestled in blankets, the babe sound asleep. Good news we bring you this wonderful night. Christ Jesus has come, so run to the sight. Glory to God in the highest we sing. The Savior is here, Christ Jesus our King. After the angels delivered the news, the shepherds went searching with no time to lose. And just as the angels had told them aloud, they found Jesus with Mary and Joseph so proud.
No crib for his bed.
Shepherds returned praising God for his son. They told many folks about this precious one, but Mary was different. She kept in her heart all wondrous events of which she was part. Now Magi who lived in a land far away saw a star burning like the sun in the day. They questioned and wondered what this light could mean, for a star of this brilliance had never been seen. They traveled in search of a king, but who knew, they would worship a child from the land of the Jews. The star showed the Magi where Jesus would be. They offered their gifts to him on bent knee.
Gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, cease he never over us all to reign.
Frankincense to offer have I.
clove. Sorrowing, sighing, pleading, dying, sealed in the stalled gold tomb.
Came to pass as was told, fulfilling the promises of God made of old. This child, God's son, came to earth as a man, this beautiful unfolding of God's covenant plan. So the season observe the night of Christ's birth, remember the good news of God's grace and not works. Let us close with a message that seems only right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Thank you.
Let's extend a thank you to Lorinda and all of the adult volunteers and all the children who did such a wonderful job.